Well, Pinky, here we are once again. Oh, sorry, buddy. Turn my lights off for you there. Well, this is a good morning to you because we are in my world at 5:30 o'clock in the morning. We are driving the Pride 48 shuttle bus along the road to Las Vegas, Nevada. I have just left our summer home in Lake Tahoe. Well, I left about 2 hours ago. How long have I been driving? Let's see. Where's that computer thing? What does that computer thing say? Just let me get the proper screens up. Travel time, 1 hour, 37 minutes. So we've driven all the way, as Big Fatty says on the Big Fatty Online show, we have driven all the way from Vancouver, Mexico. Short stop in Lake Tahoe. Now I have ditched Mr. Anderson and Max the dog. They are safe and sound, sleeping at home in bed at Lake Tahoe. And I am on my way to Pride 48 Las Vegas. So we put on about 1,000 miles, not kilometers, miles, coming from Vancouver to Lake Tahoe. Mr. Anderson and the dog in the back. Now, let me tell you about my husband. He's a very frugal man. And so we've been staying at these Motel 6s on our way down to, you know, to Lake Tahoe. And I've got to tell you, this is not the style to which I am accustomed. But he's got to find the deal. He's found us good deals. Cheap rooms, I got to tell you, they're pretty cheap. The showers one shower in one of the Motel 6s was not bad. It was all right. The other shower was like being attacked by the devil. It was all full blast. The heat temperature was okay. That was adequate. But, my God, you couldn't turn the bloody thing down. And it was like being beat to shit. It was like lasers cutting into your skin in this shower. It was horrible. I couldn't even shower. Like, I got in, and it was so... it was such... And you couldn't change the force. It was just on or off. Hot, cold. You could change the temperature, but you couldn't say more water, less water. My God, it almost fucking killed me, that shower. And then, another place we stayed at, the shower, like, comes up to your neck, if that. Oh, well. No room in the bathroom for makeup and skin creams or to lay out all your crap. You know, I am a girl. I need room. I need a place to lay out my shit. No, not, can't even fucking unpack your razor. Anyway, we made it. We're now... Mr. Anderson is now set up in our summer home at Lake Tahoe, so he's all happy. Got some dinner made for him. We went shopping. He's all set up. He has everything he needs for him and his dog. And they're going to have a gay old time running around in the trails of the mountains, hiking and doing their thing. So, but I have to say, you know, he doesn't like, Mr. Anderson doesn't like the windy roads, of course, right? Because he's trying to watch his whatever show he's watching on his gizmo back there. And I'm trying to enjoy this car, which is a fantastic car for this trip. Just cannot tell you how pleased I am with the Pride 48 shuttle. It's just been a fantastic. Has we've had no issues, mechanical issues with it whatsoever. I'm getting pretty good gas mileage, like 28 miles per gallon. I've got two conflicting, one calculation says 28, one calculation says 24. So I don't know, could be a US versus imperial gallon problem. Maybe that's what it is, not sure. So getting great gas mileage. What a joy to drive, especially in the windy roads. It's just amazing, this car. And I just love trying to drive as fast and efficiently as I can without tossing the rear seat occupants around in the back as if we were being chased by a band of marauders. So he gets a little miffed back there when I'm getting a little too aggressive, but for the most part, oh, what a great car to drive, and what a fantastic, the roads in California are beautiful. There's a stretch of road from Eureka, California, which is near the coast, over eastward to Redding. It's about 100 miles, maybe, or 60 or so, and it's extremely windy road. But there are some fantastic corners on that road. Many of the roads in Las Vegas, or in California, are quite nice. They've got these beautiful, long, sweeping corners, and they're all a perfect radius. They don't decrease or increase. Some of them are, like, they got these 270 degree turn that's banked turns. They're long, it's like, you know, I don't know, a quarter mile long corner, and perfect corner, no decreasing radius, and man, you can just get into these corners and keep hammering and go, keep accelerating. Oh man, they're so nice. I'm so impressed with the roads in California. The trip down the Oregon coast was lovely as well. Lots of hard, sharp corners there. You kind of wish you had a truck accompanying you, so you could put the big pig car on the truck and take your sports car off, and then you could go through the corners, the hard corners on your sports car, and then your support team could meet you when you stop for the night and switch out cars so that you can have the nice big pig fat cat car for the long straight stretches on the interstates. But I guess we all can have a support crew for our vacation. So I've actually really been enjoying this vacation, and I'm very much excited. Cattle guard, very excited about getting to Las Vegas, which I will be there in, what's my travel time? Arrival, 11:34. So it's 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30. 5 hours I will be in Las Vegas. So, and the sun is starting to come up. I can see a little bit of blue. Oop, the rumble strips there. Stay on my own side of the road. There's not a soul on the road. No traffic whatsoever. In fact, we might just knock this puppy up to go a little faster. And so now I'm just going to play some music and enjoy this drive in this exquisite car. And if you're coming to Las Vegas, I certainly am looking forward to meeting you. And if you're not, I hope you're going to enjoy all of the goings-on that you're going to hear about. All right, so I'll check in with you later. Well, folks, me again. We are almost through the desert. Well, I guess you never get through the desert going to Las Vegas, but we are deep into the desert, I should say, perhaps. I am about 117 miles from Las Vegas. So, you know what that means? That means in 2 hours and blah, blah, blah minutes. Do you like, we'd like to work on a very tight schedule here. 2 hours and blah, blah, blah minutes. Write that down in your day book. What town could this possibly be? Some dingy little crackpot town in the desert. 117 miles north of Las Vegas. I really have enjoyed this drive across the desert. There was some very lovely, long, never-ending...
Prepare to turn left.
Oh, girly woke up. Tell me what to do again. I'm always being told what to do. So...
take the second turn on the left.
Pardon me while I concentrate on my driving. We want to go to Las Vegas, not Death Valley. So I'll make sure that I point the old bus, the shuttle bus, in the right direction. Mina, my assistant, will be helping me. You know who Mina was? Does everybody know? I'm talking about the Mina from Van Helsing or Count Dracula. I hated that woman.
Oh, I'm hurt. I feel so sick. I can't lift a finger.
That's what this car is like. Mina, the vampire-bitten bitch cow who can't make up her mind. Listen, the car is fine. The car is just fine. You know, I've been having some issues with the car. It gets a little finicky. It's very finicky, German piece of machine. Those Germans, they're so hard to get to know. Like, they don't want to share any secrets, right? So the car hiccups and pops and farts, and every once in a while he needs to be rebooted. So I had to reboot the old Pride 48 shuttle bus. We had a flat tire, too. I didn't tell you about the flat tire we had coming into South Lake Tahoe. Fortunately, I had my Canadian Tire $11.49 tire repair patch kit. So I pulled the nail out of the tire. I got gigantic. It wasn't actually a nail. It was a bolt. Bolt, not a bullet, but a bolt. Although it could have been bullets, you know, that country we were driving through. Who knows who might have been shooting at the Pride 48 shuttle? I guess I should close. Oh, I gotta close my sunroof. Oh, so I can talk. There you go, folks. I'm sacrificing my own heat, my own good welfare for you, so you can hear me blather on. So yes, I had a flat tire. I had to pop the bullet out of the tire, and I plugged her up with my tire plug system. Saved us about $45 or $50. So, and I've been monitoring that tire. It's in fine shape. Filled her back up with air. Everything's hunky-dory. So that will be $40 I can spend on underwear and gin. So speaking of underwear and gin, I am meeting with Mark in Canada and none other than Amy from Grits to Glitz for dinner. Oh, I shouldn't be telling you. It was supposed to be a secret. I'm not really in town, people. This is not, nothing's happening. We are not having a private party for the fun people. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, let's start delineating cliques now. Okay, if you're on my team, you're the best. Everyone else is... We have to come up with a team for the people we hate. Their name. Team name. It's going to be Big Brother all over again, folks. We're going to have Big Fatty, Daniel Brewer. Oh, I can't say that name. Fuck. Adam Burns. It's going to be like the Muppets. All the Muppets are combining together in Las Vegas. I'm quite looking forward to it. Who's Fozzie Bear, anyway? Who's going to be the Fozzie Bear? So I am arriving in Las Vegas extremely early. The only issue is I'm going to need to sleep. And I should not sacrifice my sleep for want of a good time. Because if you have too much fun and not enough sleep... You will fizzle out. Should I do the the old man thing and go home and have a nap? Or should I party till I drop? What's going to happen, people? What are we going to see out of the Faye Driver this weekend? We're going to see some passing right now. How about that? Rumble strips. You know, I love the rumble strips. I'm sure the Pride 48 shuttle bus loves the rumble strips too, but should have taken that guy on this corner. You're right, Melinda. You were right about the RVs on the road, though only encountered 3 or 4 who've been a problem for this whole trip. The others I was able to outmaneuver using my deft driving skill and, technical, what do you call it when you play chess? Technical chess thinking. Me no go to school, you know. I had to do some technical chess thinking to get around some of those RVs. I think I will let. Now the Tahoe behind me has been riding my ass. So what shall we do? Yes. Not take this. No, can't do it. Car coming on the right. Or on the left. Guess I gotta get into shifter mode here. Okay, so I'm all done my passing. Sorry about that. But we must pay attention where attention is due, folks, when you're driving. But let's let the bus take over there. Put her in cruise control. Okay, I gotta talk. I'm gonna get a little meta here about this car. All right, now, everybody. There's a big secret here. The Pride 48 shuttle bus is actually the spy car, okay? This is the BMW 745 series long version with the extended cabin for the rear seat passengers to make them most comfortable. Now listen, this car is 4,500 pounds empty. And I loaded it up with Mr. Anderson, which is a 200-pound blob, his dog, which is like a 100-pound blob, including dog food cans and giblets and all the other crap that you need in the fucking dog's bed. So we had to bring the dog's bed because he can't sleep on a perfectly cushy floor. Plus, he's going to be sleeping on the bed with Mr. I just know they're going to sleep together, those two. Anyway, so 100 pounds of dog, 200 pounds of Mr. Anderson, all there in the back there, plus a couple hundred pounds of luggage. So, you know, and this car, you just would never know that there was anything loaded into this car. It's just so fantastic. It has this, the engine is amazing. It has this power that's always right there. Oh, it's so nice to drive when you need just a little bit more acceleration. It's all there for you. I just cannot describe how nice it is to have power under your foot at any time you need it. And then it handles like a dream. Like with Mr. Anderson hunched over the back wheel and all the shit in the trunk. And it just handles the corners masterfully. It really was beautifully designed for this kind of road trip. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy we have this car for this. It's amazing. It's like I cannot explain to you the driving experience of being able to throw 5,500 pounds of car dead weight into a corner and still have it feel like the customers in the back aren't getting bashed around, you know, like just you can do so much with the managing the weight and just gently nudging the weight around the four corners of the car in corners and things. Oh, it's just so nice. So nice. And that the transmission, the Steptronic paddle shift, whatever the hell you want to call it, transmission, is just fantastic. And so smooth. Shifting is so smooth. It's just amazing the way it shifts. Especially even when you're up in the higher end power ranges, it just shifts beautifully. So, if that doesn't sound like it, I've really... if that's not meta enough for you, I cannot express to you how fantastic my vacation has been driving your fair states of United. So now we are in Nevada. We survived California with their turning roads. I certainly have not turned the wheel very much on this road, I must say. We've been driving through the desert, through the straight, long stretches of the desert. But I've actually been very much enjoying it. It's like a badly pixelated game, you know. You see there's a mountain range way up there in sort of blue, and then another fake-looking mountain in gray, and then a almost white one. And they're like, it's bad anime. They just move a little bit, and then another gray icon comes up behind it. Felt a little bit like I was racing Pokemon or something. But it was an interesting experience. Your desert's not so scary. I stopped and had a pee in it. So where the hell are we in life? Well, it is 28 degrees Celsius. Don't ask me what that is in Fahrenheit. We are 84 miles from Las Vegas. And the time is 10 hours and 13 minutes. So I'm betting a 12 o'clock noon arrival in Las Vegas. I'm sneaking in. I'm gonna polish my whiskers and then go and start meeting some people. Probably will knock myself out for a little nap. Hopefully. That's barring any unforeseen circumstances. Flat tires, what have you. Listen, hey, thank you for coming along with me for this maybe somewhat lengthy portion of a trip. Maybe I've chopped this into more manageable bites. Because you don't want to overdo it, folks. You don't want to be over-podcasting. We're going to have conversations in here from the people that we meet in the Pride 48 shuttle. So stay tuned, because that's what I will be putting out on my podcast, but not necessarily on my live show, so I don't know. And you'll see, we'll find out who's been riding in the Pride 48 shuttle. I'm looking very much forward to it. All right, so until next time, this is the Faye Driver. Goodbye. Podcast at pinkwheelnuts.com.